Jack. Get going, Jack. Sit down. Oops. One.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, I just made sure to sign in early so that I am the chair of the meeting as far as Zoom is concerned. So if we get any background noise, I'm able to mute it.
Nice.
At least hopefully I can do so. We shall see. Yes, it looks like I have that capability. All right, why don't we call the meeting to, excuse me, call the meeting to order. It is a little after 7 o'clock, and this is the November 18 regular meeting of the Bolton Inland Wetlands Commission. And we can get started by introducing ourselves and also please state any, professional qualifications you folks have relevant to inland wetlands work, so that if you are, and that allows you to testify as a expert and whose consi you know whose opinion is considered equal to, any other experts. But it's in fairness that we have to just make sure we let everybody know that. So anyway, Ross Lally, Chair of Bolton Inland Wetlands Commission. I have no particular expertise that relates to inland wetlands.
Michael McDonald, Vice Chair of the Inland Wetland Commission. I'm a registered professional engineer in the state of Connecticut, 34 years experience in hydraulic and geotechnical engineering.
Jim Lorsch, retired civil engineer. Experts, no experts in anything particular, everything in general.
Dave
Dave Wynn.
Denon.
Oh,
Oh,
go ahead, Diane.
okay, Dave, thank you. Diane DeNunzio. I have no expertise, just personal interest in inland wetlands.
Dave Wynn, I've 41 years of mechanical engineer experience, no civil engineer experience, so it would be more applicable here, I think. But I've just enjoyed being on this board.
Okay, then we can get started with the agenda. Beyond that, so I guess let's do the approval of the agenda. Do you have a motion to approve the agenda?
I
So
moved.
moved. So which one of you wants the credit for the motion?
Her the day and I'll second it.
Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Then the approval of the agenda passes unanimously by the voting members of the commission present. So now excuse me, we'll move on to a public comment. And I do not see any other members of the public present. Let me just double check. Nope. So we can now move on to approval of the minutes for our October 8th meeting, for which I was not present.
So moved.
I'll second.
So, is there any discussion?
Looks good.
Bless you, Alyssa.
Thank you.
Their silent sneeze.
You saw that.
So, hearing no further discussion, I will entertain a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And I will abstain. So it passes by one, two, three, four members with one abstention. And then we'll move on to our old business, which is 29 Hebron Road, out of Bolton, construction of a soccer field. And I saw from the minutes we asked Joe Dillon to come back with some additional information about the pipes and drainage and the size of the field. So I don't know if there's anything else you want to add, Alyssa, before we proceed or.
So, yeah, I haven't received any additional materials for the soccer field project, only the sewer project.
And we had also asked for a Joe had said there was a subsurface report prepared to assure us that the field would drain properly, and we were looking for a copy of that.
Yeah, I was like submitting it to Danielle, and she received it this morning.
I'm sorry, Joe, you're breaking up. I can't understand you.
Yeah, I received. I sent the stuff this morning to Danielle. There was the soils report and the updated drawings. I don't know if that, I guess.
Let me go look and
See
see
those.
if that was the
We got a little crossed up on dates. That's why they came in this morning.
see if there's a supplement, if it's in the supplemental package that was sent out.
It's not. That's just the
Sewer.
sewer. Yeah. So, do you want to maybe screen share, Joe, so we can see those? Or
Yes,
send them
I'm.
to me and I can. You can just email me.
Let me see. I will. Not at my computer at work. I'm at home office here, so it's not the same. Hang on, let me
Kind
see.
of difficult to screen share a report too. It's not like a drawing.
Yeah, because something like a report, we'd want to get in advance to be able to read through and ask any questions, particularly if there's any, technical questions or concerns that some of us might pick up on.
I'm not sure Danielle got, but I was there this afternoon and she hadn't mentioned it.
Yeah, because you said
Did
she
she re
probably sent, she received the information for the town center, the wastewater, and this
Yeah.
immediately preceded it. Maybe she didn't send this part of it.
Oh, okay. Huh. Yeah, maybe she didn't see it. Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, I was going to say that if we don't have any of the information available, I think we should probably just table this until our next meeting, unfortunately, because it doesn't seem like there's anything available to review.
And unfortunately, I have just to kind of summarize, but it's not really. You can look at next time. The length and width of the soccer fields are on there. I put the perforated pipes on there. I did put a site cross-section. And I actually lengthened the level spreader at the outlet. I know, I think Jim, you had some concern about
Mary, can you understand what he's saying? Because I'm struggling. Okay.
it's breaking up a little bit,
I don't know why that's doing that. Trying to put my microphone on and it didn't work. So the information's on the drawings. I'm sorry I didn't get them.
That's much better.
Okay. I just got to yell a little bit, that's all. I do have my report sent through from Dr. Dest back a while back, but his recommendations were reflected in the plan, but obviously you can't correlate that. So I guess we'll just table this the next time.
So that would be my suggestion if we want to table this for this meeting and then continue the discussion at our next meeting, because we just don't really have anything to review. I'm asking the commission.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to table it.
Yeah, I agree.
Wait a second.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, any further discussion? Then all those in favor of tabling discussion on IW 25-16, construction of a soccer field, signify so by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? The motion to table is unanimous by voting members present. So I guess we can then continue on to the construct a town center subsurface sewer system to serve 206, 220, 222, and 226 Bolton Center Road.
We saw this last time. There have been some additions to, or just the plan is different now.
Is
Originally, the pipe, the sanitary sewer pipe, was kind of going sort of along this here, which is a rock wall.
So, question, Alyssa, is this the current plan or is this the previous?
This is the most recently received plan. This is what I got today when I was in.
Okay, just wanted to clarify.
So this is the one that's on the screen right now is what it is, the newer one. But what we saw last month was, my gosh, my dogs are acting up. What we saw last month was the pipe essentially went like straight through here, the middle. If you can see my cursor kind of following along this rock wall,
Yep.
and then to the same area. So, to limit wetlands disturbance, as was suggested by the commission, this alternate design has been proposed now. So, before there was a very large amount of wetland disturbance, if a traditional trenching method would be used, there would be, all of this is wetlands, all of these, like, not the dotted lines, those are topo lines, but the lines, I'll zoom in so you can hopefully see better. These lines with sort of the little arrows poking out that almost look like barbed wire or something, those are the wetlands lines. So, not these dotted lines with numbers, but these solid lines with little arrows.
Alyssa, if you'd like,
Now,
I have a drawing that may help explain this a lot better. If you mind me sharing.
please, I might have to stop first.
Please.
Okay.
On 1 second.
That's so much better. Yeah, so previously, that pipe, so this is the old, yeah, this is the old plan.
That's our previous
And
Yeah.
the green
So,
area of the wetlands, I presume.
correct.
Perfect.
So yeah, there was going to be a pretty large amount of wetlands disturbance. It was going to go directly through the wetlands. But these are the old plans. Mike, do you want to share the new plans or do you want me to?
Yeah, you can share the new plans.
Okay. You may have to stop sharing. I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you have to
Oh,
stop for one
stop
moment.
sharing. There you go, I stopped.
And then, so back to this one that we were looking at before. So wetlands are here. There's a couple sort of like fingers of wetlands. There's some wetlands here, some wetlands here. But just make sure you're looking at the right lines, because it obviously changes things if you're not. So the only wetlands disturbance would be directly behind Town Hall, which, due to the unfortunate events of before last month's meeting, has already been disturbed. So this would be the main wetlands disturbance, and then there's a wetlands crossing at this kind of narrow area here. So yeah, instead of crossing like a wider area, they'd be crossing this kind of little, it's like a swale basically. It's a little drainage area, and then piping down to this area, near this Rose Farm building. I'm assuming that's because they need electric, because unlike the former plan shown by Michael, which was all gravity fed, this will need a pumping mechanism, because of the changes that have been made. So the topography doesn't support a gravity fed system anymore.
So I'm looking at the current one, and you said it doesn't support gravity, but everything I see on here says gravity, except over behind the Bentley Memorial Library.
Are you looking at the one I'm sharing or the one that Michael shared?
I'm looking at the one that is in the supplemental package tonight, which looks very much like the one that you're showing on the screen. And if you look, everything says 6-inch diameter PVC sanitary gravity PVC sanitary sewer. And the
With
only.
Ross, with the exception of the piece that comes down by the Rose Farm house up the hill, that's a 2-inch pilot ring sanitary portion.
Thank you.
So
So,
where's so I'm just curious as to I see that over behind Toomey Road it says the 2-inch, and then
right.
everything else says 6-inch gravity.
Yeah, if you follow all the way down to the corner by the Rose, the house, there is a pump chamber, septic tank pump chamber. And from that pump chamber, now we go up the hill towards to pick up back where we kind of connected the last time, up to the top of the hill. And now that goes to the leach field up the top.
Okay, so then what you're doing, if I want to understand it, is from behind the library, it's being pumped. And it's being
Correct.
pumped up to someplace it looks like near the town hall, at which point the topography allows gravity
That's
to
correct.
move the sewage along till you get down over by the Rose Farm, the house, where you're going to have another pump, which will then pick it up, take it upgrade a little bit, and then it goes, keeps going until it gets a small section of gravity fed again.
That's right.
Okay, just want to make sure I got it.
You got it. Yep.
Yeah.
This was an alternative that was requested, and as we laid it out, it's really it kind of the other one had benefits because it was a lot of gravity, which reduced our pumping. But across wetlands, more wetlands. This one crosses fewer wetlands, quite a bit less. And it has a little more force main, which is a pump system.
Yep.
But in that sense, it does allow us to pick up, it brings it over towards the house if they want to pick up the house on the system. Passing by the barn, which is in the future, is to be connected to the system,
Yep.
which we can connect into that. So this is a viable alternative.
So from a sizing perspective, the septic field that you're preserve, excuse me, proposing over there is size to handle if we just if you put in, connect up to the Rose Farm again. I don't know what the intended use would be and how much you would expect wastewater or sewage generation there. And then the question is with the barn. So I just would like to know, is it sized appropriately to take that on or allow for growth?
We did. We did. That was sized when we looked at the original plans for that to be an event space. Did figure that. I don't have the absolute calculation, but we did size it for a barn for event space. We sized it to pick up the house. We sized it to pick up town hall, the trooper building, and the library. It was all considered in the sizing of the lease bill itself.
So I'm sorry if maybe if you just explain the advantage this the primary advantage of this layout as compared to what we looked at before.
It eliminates extensive wetland crossing, and we do add some horse mane, which requires a pump station, mechanical means to get it up the hill. But it does bring it down close to the farm house and the barn, which we would have connected it before, but would have had to have a spur connection off it. This the main just passes through, and we can just hook into this as necessary as they want to. Right now, it's not proposed, but the leach field is sized to handle everything that's on. That was at the request of the town.
Thank you.
So these pumping places, I presume, have grinders in them because you're going from a 2-inch line, which obviously won't take a lot of solids unless it's been ground. So I presume that there's a grinder in there someplace. And then,
Yes.
and again, over at the other one by the side of the Bolton Center Road going downhill by the
Yes,
farm.
we're also yeah, the grinder pumps too. We're also running to septic tanks to remove some of the solids to reduce the
So there's a so just let me so there is a how large what's the capacity of the tanks there?
I believe they're I haven't got that. I believe they're 2,000 gallon. It's their standard household septic system tanks that
Two
we're
you
gonna
said 2,000 gallon.
have. I believe so.
So is a household size appropriate for this? Again, I don't know. I'm just asking because I'm also thinking that let's say the power goes off. I presume these is there backup power for these? And if so, where does it come from? Because we also use the town hall as a warming and cooling place, and sometimes that's associated with a storm. So, and again, the library may also help, service some purposes like that too.
Yes. Yes.
So I just want to make sure that, there's different levels of traffic involved. If you're having people sheltering, in the town hall, staying warm or cool, then there is if it's just the typical town hall staff there and some visitors.
Now, there would be if this is maintained to be emergency buildings, then there would necessarily need to be backup systems on these to run these pumps.
So then that's stuff that I would like to see explained on here, that this is, size that it will handle emergency use of these other buildings. And I guess the other thing is where does the power come in through for these? Because that's
We'll pick up power off the street or wherever need be, as needed for this.
So does the, well, my question is then, do the lines get laid down on top above the sewage lines? Do they have a separate?
No, you would run the line directly to the pump station. You wouldn't follow all the way along the lines.
So these would be above ground or underground?
Typically underground.
Okay. Because again, I'm thinking for, aesthetics and also just they survive better if there's a storm or something, if they're underground.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. It'd be it's typical if you're familiar with the systems we put out on the lake. They're not the same. We're going to have most likely pump stations with dual pump systems, alternating pumps or something like this. And we would really wouldn't be using the E1 system pumps that they have. Those have been somewhat susceptible to.
So you're saying there would be two pumps. One would be the backup one, probably lower capacity.
No, they would be the same size. They would run alternating, as a one would run, second one for the next dose, the next one would run, and they'd back and forth.
Okay.
If you did drop a pump, you can run on one pump and allow time to switch out. I always suggest that they have backup pumps on the shelf when this happens,
Yep.
so that we can switch out quickly and not have to send back for a rebuild or something or a new pump like that.
Okay, so let me think. So I would like to see, in addition, just the information that shows how these were sized, either in this plan or in a narrative. Just to let you know, we're going to have a public hearing on this. It's one of the things that we're going to vote on tonight. And for the public, it would be good to have all this explained. And
Agreed.
also some of what like Michael did with highlighting the wetlands helps lay people, see it more clearly. I mean, it helped me. And I'm used to reading these types of plans, and I think it would be something good when, we, do a public hearing on this. So let me see what other questions I had on this. So I'd also, yeah, we need to see where the utility, the, the power lines are coming through to make sure that, they don't have a separate wetlands impact. And then I know the other thing that I'm questioning on here is, and I don't see anything, is that unfortunate incident that Alyssa referred to was the town basically working in the wetlands without a permit or coming to the commission for any type of jurisdictional ruling. And so as a result of that, we also don't have any map, any plans that show where the utilities were put in, the utilities for the lighting back there. And so I don't know if that's going to be an issue, because how deep do you need to be with the 6-inch sanitary sewer line there?
That actually back there is somewhat shallow because we are trying to keep grade. Our deepest point is that sanitary manhole that is immediately up that little finger wetlands that Alyssa pointed out. That's probably our deepest manhole. Most we're like at the range of 3 to 4 feet. You can see the inverts on there.
Well, then you're going to be going through the utility lines that they put down. So
We are going to move any conduits that we, this is going to kind of take precedent. If the poles themselves are not moving, obviously they're in the conduit. Discussions with Jim Rupert, he said, the conduits will be moved as necessary, pushed out of the way, because
yeah.
this kind of has to hold the line if we're going to maintain our grades and our gravity line. We can't just move this as we need to.
And
And we're close to the
again,
wetlands.
I'm just going to make an observation. I'm just bothered by the lack of coordination that is going on here, because now you're doing work twice and paying for it twice, because you've got the lines put in where there was no planning around it, and now we got to move them. So you're going to need to show that on here
Yeah,
that
our
you're.
survey crew hasn't picked them up yet. We're scheduled
Yeah,
to
no,
pick
I'm just saying you
them
need
up.
to show that on here that
Oh,
these lines.
absolutely. No, I know that too because I want to know where they are, but we put our stuff.
Yep.
Joe, you didn't have anything to do with that work behind Town Hall, though, did you?
No, unfortunately, I didn't know anything
Yeah,
about it, and I would have.
no, I'm
Joe
not
is not.
saying Joe had anything to do with it. I'm just making a general observation that there's a lack of coordination here that's requiring rework.
Utility should have a plan where they place this. So did it was it a utility company that installed it or just
The
electricians?
town staff.
Okay. Never mind.
Wes Sargent and company, whom I talked to when they were out doing it. So I don't know whether they've notified the utility company or there's any call before you dig type of record here now, which is another concern for future if this is not properly documented and somebody does some work in there, then there's the chance of either somebody getting hurt.
I agree.
So I'm trying to think of anything else. I think that covered it for me for what my concerns were. And I think the commission also talked about having a wetland site, independent wetland scientist take a look at this.
And he actually has out there. I have not, short time frame. I didn't get a report back from him yet, but he has now. We utilized company out of right out of Chester next door. He's escaping right now again. But they've already been on the survey and put together a report. But that was also based on the previous plan, but we can.
Yep.
And I assume you're happy with the alternate as the choice, or
I don't know. I'm just telling you what my concerns are, and I'll
you.
just ask what the commission thinks, because the commission was the asked, I believe, from looking at the minutes, asked for, and talking to Michael too. The commission asked for an alternative, which you've provided and we've discussed. And the other thing was to have a soil scientist come and take a look at this. And I don't know if you folks still feel that's necessary. I wasn't part of that conversation, so I will defer to the folks who are here as to whether you think it's still necessary or not.
So what's still necessary? I missed that.
Getting a soil scientist in, I believe you want to take a look at this. Not you personally, but I believe.
Well, my opinion is, if we're confident on the wetland mapping, there's no need for it. If you think there needs to be any modification to the mapping, then you wouldn't want one out there.
I think it was it a, Mark, get me wrong, it was a functions and values you're looking for at the time. Not mapping itself, but wetlands, functions and values of the wetlands that are mapped.
It says, I'm reading the minutes here. It says Jay Lersch stated he is trying to preserve wetlands and suggested using a wetland scientist to review the plan. The commission agreed with this suggestion and would like an alternative feasible plan submitted. Jay Lersch moved to table this application and submit a proposed mitigation plan and feasible alternative that includes a soil scientist recommendation. So it looks like there was a specific motion made that included a feasible alternative, which you have provided, and then also a review by a review and recommendations by a soil scientist. So since it was a motion, I'm just bringing that up because we formally asked that Joe do so, and if we're changing that formal request, we should make sure that we have a motion to that effect to absolve him of, what we asked him to do.
If I could, I was the one that pushed for the soil scientist. Is primarily based on the original route. The original route went heavily through wetlands, and I was concerned about the impact. The new route, the impact on the wetlands is much more minor, and I moved to withdraw the need for a soil scientist. But I have other comments too when it's
But
my
why don't we, if you
turn.
move, make the motion, do you want to vote on it, or do you want to do the motion now, or do you want to hear your answers to your comments before you make that?
I'll make a motion to withdraw the need for a soil scientist at this time.
I'd like to defer that because I have some
Oh,
comments
okay.
I'd like to make. I
Sorry. So would you
could have.
withdraw your motion, Jay? I
Yeah,
withdraw my
we
motion.
may have the
Okay.
motion, but later on, when I have a chance to go through my comments.
So again, like I said, those were mine. I don't know what folk, concerns other folks had because they haven't really talked in depth about anything except getting a summary from Michael when we were at a conference on Saturday. So have at it, guys. Your turn.
Yeah, I'll jump in here if you don't mind, Jim.
No, go ahead.
First of all, Joe, you mentioned subsurface investigation is going to be done, which is good, and I have comments on that. But before I get to that, an alternative just occurred to me earlier today. I wish I thought of it a month ago, but I'm going to share my screen again, if that's okay, Alyssa.
I would say go for it.
Yeah. Can people see it?
Yeah.
This is the original layout. The benefit is it's all gravity fed. It's a smaller line of pipe, so that'll save a little money. There's no electrical things required. The downside is you have to go through the wetland. But have you considered as an alternative using trenchless technology, i.e., horizontal drilling? That way, you just all the installation is under the wetland and the wetland's not disturbed at all.
It's always a possibility.
And you can probably even go with a straighter line, straight across. You don't have to get you looks like you made that turn to try to minimize the wetland impact. With directional drilling, you can shoot a make a straight shot out until you clear the wetland and continue on that straight line. And then you can come back in the future for the rose farm, and you'll know exactly what you'll need then.
Yeah, also that will depend heavily on our subsurface investigation because
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, you can't bid for that without that information.
there is known there is I know there's rock on that corner. We make the turn years ago when Lance and I were doing the test pits out in back and driving through there. That's why we could kind of drive up that side by the wall because it was hard. It was rock under there somewhere. And I've had a conversation with Lance about this, and he's had discussed. So that's part of our why we're doing the subsurface as well. But I did see your email correspondence, and we will definitely coordinate what the best method would be to do that.
Best method to do what? I couldn't hear you.
The subsurface investigation, the borings,
Yep. Okay.
track breaker,
But
or
anyway,
whatever.
that was something I wanted to throw out, that if it's feasible, if the test borings show that it's feasible, it might be something you might be the most cost effective and result in the least maintain, the system that requires the least maintenance and long term operational cost.
Good choice.
And so for the test borings, we just want to submit the program to us before you go out there to commence
Absolutely.
the test borings.
Absolutely.
What I'm hoping for is how many test borings are you thinking you would need? Well, let's suppose you did this original alignment.
Yeah, I mean they probably be maybe six or eight, and it's all dependent on, and
Six or
I
eight for
mean
the
you
full length, or six or eight through this the
just well
wetland
really
area.
through there and just to the corner. We did test pits out farther out in the back, so we know we have no rock there. It would be really my concern is along the wall, out to the
Yeah,
corner.
along the wall. Oh, you mean
Yeah, right there, yeah.
over here? Okay.
Just that whole line going from
Yeah, and you can drill over there. You're outside the wetland there, so that's not as complicated for you. And you also have this area here, which is a little peninsula that extends out, so you can de I would definitely throw one in there, and then one up by the town hall. And if you absolutely need one, you could throw one in the wetland, and you could do it. And I would recommend, and actually for all this, it's probably best if you can do the drilling in the winter months because the ground's frozen,
That's what I was
and
figuring, yeah.
you don't have to worry about tearing it up. I'd prefer if we had no. We didn't use truck-mounted rigs. They use bombardiers or something that, at least in the wetland, for outside the wetland, truck-mounted rigs are fine. But if you have to do one in the wetland, I would recommend, a little bombardier.
Yeah, we use Clarence Welty Associates on Glastonbury, and they have those.
So this is all stuff that you can write up when you put the program together that we'll review. And if anything in the wetland, just I would prefer just hollow stemmed auger and no drilling flush used. And if they absolutely had to, if there was bedrock you were concerned about and you wanted to core, that's fine. But I would avoid coring any flush drilling. I would avoid in the wetland, just auger
So,
flush.
just a question to both you, Michael and Joe. When we're talking about going through and doing, this subsurface study and doing samples, again, are you looking at the various soil strata, or are you just trying to find out where the rock is, if any?
It could be both, but yeah. Well, that's another thing. If you just all you care about is where bedrock is, another option is geophysical studies, and you would typically
So
want
that's
to
why I'm just
confirm that with.
asking because there's other alternatives than if you're just looking to see depth to bedrock.
You typically do that in conjunction with a subsurface investigation
Okay.
because you need some correlation to get a really good read on it.
Yeah.
Reading the outputs of those geophysical things, it's like being a crystal ball reader. I mean, at least as far as I'm concerned, the professionals do a much better job than I do.
I don't do any of it, but just what I've
Yeah,
watched.
no, it's not a horrible idea, particularly, and what's great about that is geophysical testing, especially when you can correlate it with a couple test borings, gives you a very good, it gives you the bedrock profile along the whole length of the proposed installation, as opposed to just at the spots where you do test borings. So
And then you're making an assumption about what's in between the boring, which is.
Exactly. So the geophysical testing is great for filling in the blanks. So, that's something, and that's something what you can do is you can go out and you do the test borings, and if the rock is nowhere to be found, then maybe you want to consider it. But if you experience, if you found it bedrock out there, bedrock's out there, it would probably be smart to correlate a test boring with some geophysical testing. But anyway, those are ideas I'm just throwing out. And if you got to get the bombardier out there, we don't want any fill placed in for access or for a working platform, but you could put some
No.
timbers, you could
Well,
put timbers down to get out there.
but I
And a
think
bombardier
it's.
usually can get out, can cross wet land.
I mean, my
It's good.
thoughts is on this too is as if, this is an area that does get mowed seasonally. And I'm, so obviously that just lets you know that this isn't a
I was out
cedar
there this
swamp.
afternoon. I don't think this is going to be a problem. That's what I'm saying. If there's any problems, you just put timbers down. That's all. Just we just don't want any fill brought in. That's all.
No, we definitely will be careful out there. The last thing you want to do is tear it up. You don't want to get a rig stuck, and that's just not what you
No,
want to do either.
that, then you're in a real mess. So I'm just throwing that idea out there. I don't think it's going to be a problem, especially if you're out there in the winter. I think you're going to be able to drive up, take your test boring, and drive off, no problem at all. So,
That also brings up a good point too. This would be buried in either case enough that it's not going to be disturbed by somebody driving over there in a hayer.
No, these are
the
down.
sanitary sewer. Yeah.
These are down at least three feet or so.
Okay. Just asking the question, just
Yes.
so.
Good question.
And then, and if you don't mind, I would like to be out there when they do the subsurface work in the wetland. So just give me a heads
We'll
up.
notify
Oh,
you.
again.
Sure. So again, I guess the other thing is we do want to have a plan submitted to the commission before work proceeds, is what I heard, correct? Because this is work in the wetlands in and of itself in preparation for
Yeah, well,
a larger project.
particularly behind the town hall, and particularly if you wanted to pursue that trenchless installation alternate.
I just thought of one thing before we leave this and looking at this when I've seen traditional sewer lines go in. You dig a trench out, especially, for gravity fed or for pump ones down to a certain depth. Usually, if I recall correctly, the line is set in a bed of gravel.
Typically a bedding material, yes.
Yes, and so what gets me concerned about that is because what happened on my street in Waterford when I lived there, when they put in the sewers, they were all, gravity. They went down nice and deep, cut through the bedrock, and then my well and a number of other shallow wells on the street went dry because the water now has a new little channel to go through. And what I would be concerned about, it's basically you're putting in a curtain drain. And so that's one another concern that I would have is, are you inadvertently draining the wetlands in any way? And I don't know whether you are or not, but it's just a question, that I have because you're putting in a new flow path and water tends to find the easiest way to get from a high place to a low place.
What we typically do in that case, and we will in this particular one, because there's high groundwater, we'll use trench dams. Bentonite trench dams to check up that water at regular intervals.
And if I can just jump in, if you do go with trenchless installation, that's not a problem. There's no, it, the pipe gets drilled right into the native ground, and that's it.
Yeah, it's like with all things, there's like trade-offs of
Oh, sure.
with all this, it's cost and impact, and what's the whole definition of that's prudent and feasible, because you can do something, but it might not be prudent from a a cost perspective. So again, I think The more options that we have to present and choose from within reason, I'm not telling you to go do like a five, half a dozen or 20 or 30 of these, but I think it would be good to, investigate a, few of them.
Well, you can really, if you go with the original alignment or just a slight modification, you can really reduce it down. I think the original alignment we kind of can throw out, and really it comes down to either a trenchless installation using directional drilling or the long way around. I think those are the two op that's what I would recommend. Those are the two options that should be investigated. And then you really can't. I don't think we're going to be ready to present to a public hearing until the subsurface investigation is over, because that's going to determine the feasibility of
Because
the second option in particular.
yeah, because we sh this should more or less be at the point that it's just about ready to go, so that we're not pres we don't go to the public hearing with something that's incomplete, and then
Exactly.
it's tweaking it based on the information from the public.
Yeah, because I mean, you're going to want to do some subsurface work too for both alternates. And because you don't know, you can discover some pretty nasty stuff regardless of your installation method or your location. So it'd be prudent to do boring along both alignments.
So, and go on. I think, Jim, you had some quite thinking of a couple of other things, but I've written it down. So, I'll let, Michael and Jim finish with any
Maybe
additional
I
questions.
could comment a little bit here. I'm looking at the north corner of the parking lot back in there, looking at the contours they show on the pavement. It says it's 89 is the elevation. And then the invert elevation of the manhole, a sanitary manhole, I mean 98. And sanitary manhole is 89. That's like 9 feet down. I'm really concerned about installing a 6-inch gravity pipe along that northeast edge of the pavement there. I don't know how that's going to work. We don't think that's, I don't know, it's really tricky. Maybe I had thought of another alternative is run this whole pipe around the front of the town hall and then join it back over behind the Congregational Church. And that would eliminate having to deal with that steep slope in the northeast edge of the parking lot there. And it seems to make more sense to me, but and you could pump it around there too. And I don't know, that's just another option. I think that makes a little more sense versus digging an 8 or 9 foot trench to put a 6-inch PVC in there for gravity feed. That's the end of my comments, yes.
Okay, then the only other, the other question I had is, how does this all fit in with that planned walkway that's going in? And also, is this the line going up behind the barn and up in, to the septic field? Is that in the this is also like an archaeological site where they've done some digging, because there's like Rochambeau camped here. Are we in the middle of that?
Probably.
So that's another thing to consider. And
My
again,
understanding is that is all to the east of the barn.
West of
Well,
the barn. Oh, the archaeological. I don't know where the archaeological is.
Rochambeau's Harmony was supposedly camped out back somewhere in this area. I'm not exactly sure, but I know I've talked to people about it who go there and work with, the state archaeologist. And I know it's a question that will come up because some folks I've been talking to are concerned about it. So I think it would be good to make sure that you mark off on here, because that's just another area, and you're better off addressing it now.
Like I said,
And
I
just
believe that is the field down below.
right.
There is a sign there. There is that field down below. I believe that's the whole area
Yeah.
in the lower field.
If you could just check on it and just mark
Yeah.
it on here,
If
because
we
it's
do,
just it's better it's one of those things, it's better to be proactive and show it on here, and you have the answer before somebody asks it, and you're
Plus,
sitting
I
there
say
like, I don't know.
I don't think it would even show on this map, because it is so far over to the east that it's not
Okay.
it wouldn't show on here.
But I would just,
I'll verify
I
that for you.
would, yeah, if you could verify it and then just, speak to it. If it doesn't fit on this map, then, speak to it and just note, there can be a note on the map or something to that effect, just so that it's addressed.
Yeah, and you could say it's 100 feet to the east or something like that.
Yeah,
However, so you can note the distance.
it's just better to, because I know people will ask about it. They've already asked me. And so I'd rather just, it's just better addressing it up front.
So some time ago, Joyce Stelly had they had gotten a eco tourism easement, and it was we did the survey for that. It was east of the barn. I'll look up it. Yeah, it's definitely over the side.
Is it possible we would have a archaeological dig in the area we're going to disturb?
We originally did a. Chappell, State Historic Preservation Office review of this area, and the only concern they had was east of the house and the barn.
Okay.
And if you've asked them about that and they can I help you identify it on here, that would be a really good thing.
Right.
And the only, I'm just again just thinking from dealing with old farms like this, there's all sorts of interesting things you may find if you're digging trenches out here, like old garbage mittens and so forth. And some of those you may not
Definitely.
sh they may not show on the plan, but they may be of historical value, or they may be a problem based on what you find in them. Having grown up in an old farmhouse and knowing the big pile that the had been in the back from the 17 and 1800s.
Wow. All kinds of goodies.
Well, I mean, it's even just an issue with old orchards that are being turned into housing developments because they used to use lead and cyanide as pesticides, and you can wind up with, if you're not aware of it and don't check, you wind up with health issues after the fact, and it gets very messy. It's just something that we ran into down when I was in Waterford, and there were just some issues with in areas where there were formerly orchards. Going back to the 1800s and earlier. So again, just I'm just throwing it out there. This I don't know if this ever was an orchard, but it's just something it just came to my mind. And I don't know if you have to even worry about it for this.
It's a messy sight.
So then, I guess Jim, the question is back to you. Do you still want you just do you feel we still need a wetlands a soil scientist to look at stuff?
No, I don't think so. No, it doesn't sound like we're disturbing wetlands. If we're going to go underneath it or around it, you don't need it, I don't think. And it's not a big impact.
And again, it's something we could reserve the right to do in the future, if we get, as part of the review for after the public hearing. Oh, that was my other question. How does the proposed path, the walkway, fit in with this? And how is that timed with doing this so that you're not going and oh gee, we just put the walkway through here and now we're ripping it up.
No, the walkway was proposed that we kind of co the sewer line. Runs parallel to the walkway, and it is coordinated so that the sewer line was intended to go in first, and then after that we're coming through with the walkway. So we put this to the intent was to put the utilities underground and come through with the walkway after that. The area that was, as you had seen in our public meeting, was it is to be a elevated walkway over the wetlands boardwalk. So it's not the end of the wetlands, supposed to span the wetlands. So we're coordinating the locations of the helical piles to cross the wetlands. And also the other idea I wanted to have, it's nice to have some sort of access to where manholes would be having a pathway. Even to get a small pickup truck out there, get a flip a manhole cover or verify, because it's always nice, these systems, which I always try to get them to do is annual maintenance on these systems, checking valves, checking covers, checking clogs, and hard to get that done sometimes. But that was my thought with that.
Okay. And so I guess that would also fit in with it. Probably would be a good thing to have like an overview of this, which shows the wetlands, highlighted in some way that's easy for a layperson to see. And the
We
same
could,
thing.
yeah, we'll definitely make presentation drawings for both. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And the same thing with showing an overlay with the walkway so that it's shown. And so when you talk to it, people will have a view of it. Because it's one of these things I want to make sure we as a commission understand it and can support, what the proposal is, and then work with you based on any input from the public. So it's one of these things I'd rather be prepared to, have the answers to these questions in advance, because people will probably ask enough on their own, that we may not have thought of. Any other thoughts? So, Jim, do you want to withdraw? We can always revisit it in the future. You want to make a motion?
Withdraw my request for a soil scientist or a
Yeah,
soil
just
scientist?
since we did formally ask him to do it, I think we should formally ask him not to, so that there's not a disjoint in the minutes.
Our soil scientist has already been out to the site this past week, so it's already that ship sailed. So,
Okay.
so do you want to
but
just
he will
leave?
give us the functions and values, and he was given the flagging as it is. Confirm that. So it can't hurt to have that.
So, do you want us to keep the motion in place then, Joe?
It's
I'm
heavy.
not understanding what's being said. That's why I just
Yeah,
want to make
no,
sure.
the physical motion, if you want to withdraw it, that's fine. We're still getting it done. It's gonna, I'll submit something to you for extra information. If you still want it as the motion, it's fine. If not, it's
So
still gonna
then
take quite a bit.
you're okay with the motion is what I'm asking. I just don't want to put an
Well,
unneeded burden on.
yeah, in the motion as written, I asked them more for a functions and values and the impact of the project on the wetlands that have already been flagged. He didn't go reflag and reassess the location of the wetlands. He was just going to assess the value of the wetlands, so to speak, high quality wetland, low quality wetland, that type of thing, and what the impact would be, and the construction methods, what he would suggest for this. That's what's going to come out of that. So perhaps your motion is a little different than what I asked them, but
So again, I wasn't here. I'll leave it up to you, Jim, because you had the original concern with it.
no,
No
what
pressure. No
Joe's been
pressure.
doing is fine, I think. Let him follow through with
All right, so you want to withdraw your motion then, or just leave it? I just don't want to have something there that somebody says, if we're not doing it, we made a motion to have it done, then, that doesn't look good. So I'm just saying we should be consistent.
I withdraw my withdrawal. If that makes any sense.
No. So you're going to just leave it as is.
Leave the original motion that I made last meeting as it stands, because Joe's already doing it.
Okay. That's all I want to know. So then it sounds like, if I understand this correctly, Joe, you got a little more homework to do, and you got to go and have that subsurface testing done. And it seems like it would be premature. When do you think this would happen? Because I don't want to have the public hearing until you've got all the stuff lined up. It's a waste of the
Yeah,
public's time.
I could just off the cuff say, tell you right now, I can say, give you a date. It's hard to tell until I get lined up with a boring contractor and stuff.
Okay.
So, drive
Well,
quick.
I'm just guessing it's not going to happen probably in the next, in the next couple of weeks before our next meeting. It sounds like
Yeah.
that. It's also then you're getting into Christmas time, and then it's New Year's, and then everything slows down, Thanksgiving and so forth. So it's probably going to be a little later, like January or so. I'm
That's
just
when
guessing.
everything freezes up real nice. It'd be a good time to do the boring. So,
Yeah.
yeah, just
So.
make sure your boring guys. Well, they should be obvious for them, but it might be a little different in this case. Is call before you dig. Make sure
Oh,
they
of
alert
course.
call before you dig that there may be an unmarked utility behind Stone Hall
Absolutely.
electric line.
Oh,
So
that's common.
they'll need to alert. That's a good way of getting it on the call before you dig system anyway. So just
I'll
so they
know
don't.
because I'll get the notice for the sewers when it comes through. So.
Yeah. Just one thing I noticed when I just was curious. I was looking online. Actually, I realized I was looking online when I was still sharing. If I can share again, I found some information. This is the location of the encampment. And so that was the boundary that was nominated, I guess, as an archaeological site. It looks like it goes out to the stone wall here. I think the sewer lines are out here, and I think the septic field is out here. But if we go back to I'm gonna stop sharing that, and then I'm gonna share this again. Here's that stone wall. So I think the historic area is in here. So it's on the map. So if you can get it, it would be useful, like was mentioned previously, to draw those boundaries on the map so you can def definitively show people, no, we're not going within the archaeological site.
Do you have that diagram, Joe? Do you have that diagram that Michael was showing?
That's Michael. That's on the town website, I believe. I've seen that before.
Yeah,
It's a separate little part of the Rochambeau area.
it's all part of this. It's a giant report. It's like
I have seen that as well.
discusses everything. Yeah, I'll send a link to Alyssa, and then she can share it with you.
Yeah, because I just want to make sure if you know where it is, I don't want to make Joe go hunt for it.
Nope,
I
yeah.
have seen that before. I have looked at that in the past, yeah.
Yeah. I started scrolling through and I realized I was sharing it. So sorry if I made people dizzy earlier in the meeting.
So I don't have any other questions. It sounds like this again, we wait and see what we get at our. Do you want to be on the agenda next or the next meeting in December, Joe, just for an update on this or?
We can do that. Yeah, because I mean, I think maybe we'll try to hammer out pathway, whether directional drilling, which
Yeah.
I'll look into that a little bit and make some inquiries on that.
Yeah,
Might
because if
be
you could
my
just,
two.
yep.
And if you have your proposed subsurface investigation prepared, we may be able to review that next meeting.
Yeah, we can show the location. Yeah.
Yep.
It all depends, like I said, it all depends if we're going directional, which we're, I don't want to, bore holes all over the place. I want to kind of nail down somewhat of an area.
No, but yeah, exactly.
Okay. I have no further questions. Diane,
None.
anything?
Joe.
David?
Just an observation that it as we've been talking through this, it seems like it gets more and more involved each time we discuss it. And I'm just thinking of how do you present this to the public or whoever else is going to be looking at it as time goes on, something we should be thinking about, you know.
Well, it's just something we have to refine. There's been a lot of different alternatives thrown out here we've discussed. But we'll have to refine it. We'll agree on one method and then before we go to the public. This has to be a
Yep.
concise project once we go. This was our layout that the original one we put out. We had it, it's worked out to be gravity and everything, all the numbers work and the flows work. Suggesting to the commission, we're going to make some changes and we'll have to kind of narrow
And
that down.
I guess my question, this is while we're on the topic of the public hearing, is just thinking it through, do you want to do this as a hybrid meeting, which I think might be better for folks who may, again, think about it, that we might want to do a hybrid meeting where we're as meant, we're in the town hall with a Zoom option. And that, I'm just thinking there's people who can like to show up physically to these things. They don't do Zoom. They, have things to say. And then you would also have it available to people who do have Zoom. And it just changes how you present things because we either have to have a good projector to put it up on the screen or you need to have some hard copies of these plans big enough for people to look at and some handouts for people as well. So that gets into the, how do you present this if we're doing it in that fashion?
Yeah, I think a public hearing, a live public hearing, is the best with a Zoom option.
So we get to see everybody in person because I know some of you want to do this.
All right.
And the other thing
And
too.
to answer Dave's question, I mean, that's, and I'm sure Joe will concur with me, and engineers prepare for public hearings all the time and or public presentations. So I'm guessing you've done that in the past, Joe. Yeah. You don't overwhelm people, but then you're there to answer questions if they have questions about the specific details. So
Yes, then you can show the details then when they
yeah.
ask
You've
for
got
it.
to have every, all the bases covered as much as you can.
You just want to be
Yep.
prepared.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. You're prepared
Yeah.
to answer questions, but you don't have to drown everybody right away, right off the
Right.
bat,
I want
with
to put
all
them to sleep too early.
All right, so we'll keep that in mind. So it looks like we'll, when we get around to it, Joe, we can work with you on when you feel it's, when we all feel it's sufficiently prepared so that it's about 99, 95% or so of the way there. And then you leave some room for the public to give their input. Because you can't be locked in stone, but it should be pretty close to being ready.
Right.
Cool. So I guess we'll talk to you next month, Joe, and have a nice Thanksgiving if
You
between
well
then.
too. Yeah, thanks very much. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome to stick around for the rest of the meeting if you don't have anything else to do on a Tuesday night.
There you go. No, I'll go have my dinner now.
Right.
Thanks,
Thank you.
everybody.
Thank you,
Thank
sir.
you.
Yeah.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Night.
All right. So we go on to new business, which I don't see any on here, and then we go to the wetlands agent report.
All right, I have three different monitors and my mouse is like not continuous through all of them, so I'm having a hard time. Anyway, so Kakiwik was this past weekend, which is the big, I think everyone should try to go to it at some point in their time here. It's a great conference. There's wetlands agents and commissioners from I think pretty much every town in Connecticut. That go. There's a really great like legal session where we get to talk with some big land use lawyers and even a judge in the state, so we can get some like answers on those big questions that we have.
And most of all, you get to see Alyssa doing her presentation because she was also a presenter there.
I was an exhibitor with the conservation
Exhibitor, rather.
my other hat. Not my Bolton hat, but yes, that was also fun. So yeah, there were a couple of legal takeaways that I had that I wanted to bring up during our kind of ongoing regulation review item at the end of the meeting. But as for continuing my report, all of our ongoing permits are good. Everything that I'm doing ongoing inspections on, it's all fine because it's been so dry. Importantly, we have had Ross and I had a meeting with the town attorney regarding
So do you want
the
to be,
violation.
so are you moving out of your report and into the other category? I just want to make sure we're done with the one topic.
Oh, I guess we could talk about that because there is an agenda item dedicated to it. So yeah, maybe that would be better.
Because the only
Yeah,
other thing
then
I
talk
wanted to
about.
mention about Kakiwik is that we
Oh.
learned that there's nobody left in Deep that works with the various inland wetlands commissions.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're not filling any of the positions, so they've sort of been gradually backing away from doing anything with the wetlands commissions for the last 3 or so years, and then they finally admitted, well, yeah, guess what? We're gone.
There's no staff.
Please.
So now there's an ongoing debate as to what happens with the inland wetlands commissions. Who supports them? Does Kakiwik support them? Are they on their own? Is there some, what? So we're kind of in limbo. Then the only good thing about it is we don't have to use them to review the wetlands regs like they did in the past because they ain't there.
Yeah. other thing regarding DEEP, I sent everybody an email earlier, but all commission members now have to train. So all of you are on the hook to do this
Is it the same
super
course that was
awesome.
present 3 years ago online?
Yeah, it's the same one. So if you took it 3 years ago, you
I'm free and clear.
I think it's been longer for me, so I'm going to have to redo it.
Yeah, you're supposed to take it every 4 years.
Is that the one that we did at the town hall and that was
I don't know.
used as a benefit for inland wetlands and other commissions?
I'm not sure. I don't know what training it was.
No, I don't think so, Diane. I think this is specific to inland wetland. This
Yeah,
online training.
this is like a interactive audio visual type of thing where you've got to sit and listen, take little quizzes and that type of stuff, I think. So it's
It's not too
specific to
bad.
wetlands.
It's actually a little, it's very interesting. And so I didn't, I actually enjoyed taking it because, and then you
I
can pause
didn't.
it. You can pause it and stop it. So you don't have to do it all in one sitting. You don't have to set
Okay.
aside 8 hours to go to the class. So.
My question is that you said that it had to be done by the end of December.
They would like it to be done by January 1st, but I don't have to actually report that you guys have done it until March 1st.
Okay,
So
because
as long as
that
I have it by March
it's
1st, I don't really
yeah,
care.
because it's already the end of November and
Yeah, it's
December is so
right.
busy.
Yeah, I agree.
And it sounds like
Yeah.
nobody at Deep is there to care anymore.
Well, and I don't think there's any teeth behind it other than the
I don't
fact that,
either.
there's nothing happens if you don't do it other than the selectmen are told you don't do it. And then what are they going to do? Not reappoint you because there's nobody else lined up to do this. So.
Yeah, it doesn't, I don't really care to be completely honest, but that
Yeah,
is
I
what I
think
was
you can
told.
do it, but it's for your own benefit than anything. And again, you can do it at your leisure. You don't have to sit 1 8 hours to do it.
Like a lot of things, most of it'll probably be just to remind you about things you probably already know that may have kind of slipped to the back of your mind. It's much like the stuff at, Kakiwick. Some of it, there's new stuff, and some of it is like, oh, I forgot about that or whatever. So.
Well, I did read the email you sent, Alyssa, and it just sounded like the like you and the chairman or someone who's head of it has to give us information or review. So I was kind of
No,
confused about the whole thing.
that's what it was before. So the
Okay.
act got passed now that everybody has to actually do the training. Previously, only one person on the commission had to do the training
Yeah.
and just report to the commission, but now every member has to.
Okay, that's what I was confused about. What?
Yeah. Yeah,
Okay.
that is what it was before.
All
But
right.
as of
So
I
we do
probably
that on our own, and I can do that through my phone.
Yeah, I sent you guys the link. You
Yeah.
just have to like add it to your cart. It doesn't cost anything, but it's a UConn program, so it's through their like training module system. So you have to have an account, of course. Always have to have an account. And yeah, just add it to the cart, register, it's free.
Now, when you say add it to the cart, what do you mean by that? Because I
When you go to
have.
the link, you'll see
Okay.
what I mean. It's a button.
Oh, okay.
It just says add to cart. You just do that, go to checkout, but there's no money exchange because it's free. And then yeah.
Okay.
Just like
Then
Amazon.
yeah. But just if anyone
No
has
money.
problems with it, let me know.
Hey, listen, did you said you sent something out to us with
I did
information?
earlier today. I think it was around
Oh, today. Okay.
Yeah, it was today. I just
Yeah.
checked it out. So we can go in and out of that at any time during the
Yeah,
okay.
it's at your
Our
leisure.
leisure.
But it is supposed to, or they say it has to be done. Like I think your kind of session expires after 60 days. So try to have it done within 60 days or else, I mean, all you'll have to do is re-register. So I don't think it's a big deal if you don't.
Okay.
But
Oh,
yeah.
I definitely, if I started, I won't leave it for 60 days. I'll do it.
Yeah, and then everyone's supposed to do it every 4 years. But I will also warn, I did the training before I started this job, and it has things like there's an entire module on forestry practices, which is good to know generally, but it's just not something we tend to deal with. There's just things that aren't super applicable in there, so just you got to get through it basically. But
So
yeah,
is it a pass
definitely.
fail thing?
It
Yeah,
is,
it's like
but
hundreds
you
of
can take
pages.
the you can re repeat the questions over and over and over again to
Yeah,
make sure you
it's
passed.
very low stakes. You
Oh,
can just
okay.
like
You get a lot of do-overs, a lot of
yeah.
mulligan.
And it's simple.
I wouldn't sweat it.
Okay. Thank you.
You'll have to look at this, yeah.
So yeah, if anyone has trouble with that, let me know. I can sign you up in my office too. Or whatever anybody needs. So yeah, that's all for my agent report. The rest I'll talk about during their dedicated items.
Okay, guess we can move on to the next ones, which is
Okay,
the
so this is
the
for,
other cease and correct.
yeah, so this is this was going to be my other part of my agent report, but so Ross and I had a meeting with the town attorney on Friday,
Yep.
and we discussed next steps because the wetland scientist that we hired is in essence withholding a report from us, and there was just a lot of things that had happened with it. So we just met with the town attorney to kind of get our bearings because it's been at a standstill for months at this point. So he gave us some advice on how to go about it. So now that's sort of being ramped up again. I requested to speak with George Logan, the person that we hired. And I also sent an email to the property owner with an update about what had happened at the meeting. And the property owner, Mr. Uzunov, is agreeable to the conditions, which may include paying more money to George Logan. So now the next step is I have to get in touch with George Logan. I haven't been able to for a long time.
He's been blowing off
Yeah,
Alyssa.
he's kind of been ignoring.
He just ignored her, basically. I wrote him a letter about 2 or 3 weeks. He sent me, came back with a number of reasons why he couldn't do it, with being very busy and felt it was not within the scope, and wanted, additional, monies to complete it. And then Alyssa said, well, it's, I told him, I said, it's not a big report, like a page or 2 pages tops, bulleted items. You've already sent us most of the information in standalone emails. Just put it on a couple of pages with your letterhead. And Alyssa got back with even, some more detail about how he could just do it and keep it simple. And then there's been no answers since then.
Yeah, not at all.
Yes, I
So,
think he
yeah,
blew you off again
essentially.
afterwards, didn't even answer your
Yeah.
email after mine.
So, what do
Yeah,
you do in a
exactly.
case like that? I mean, he could just continue to not respond to Alyssa. What do you do in a case?
Yeah,
The
I honestly
suggestion
don't know.
by the lawyer was to attempt to negotiate it with him, because it's a small sum compared to, even though we feel we're in the right, it's a small sum. And if you can, it might be more practical to, pay him and be done with it and have the report than start having, the attorney get involved and running up very quickly more than a, $300 expense.
And what
And
happens if you do pay him and then he decides to, do something else that's not above board or kind of controversial and want more money? What do you do then?
I think we'll cross that bridge when we get there. I think it's just, with
Okay.
the advice from the attorney was, have a chat with, Mr. Logan, and then if he's responsive, then, we proceed. And if he's not, then I guess we have another chat with the attorney about it.
I'm sure
Because
there's some means where you can set the money aside in somewhere where he can't, he knows the money's there if he submits the report. If he doesn't submit the report, he ain't getting the money.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
the only challenge that we have is that we do need that report in fairness to the town and in fairness to Mr. Uzunov to accurately define the scope of the violation, which you need in order to come up with a mitigation. So it gets a little tricky, with it, unfortunately. And so that's where we are now. So next steps is to follow the advice the attorney gave us, and then if that doesn't work, we have another chat and we see where we go from there.
Yep.
I do find it a bit frustrating because he's continuing to do things in the wetlands when I've gone by. He's oblivious to the, for me, it appears he is still bringing in trucks. Trucks come and go. I see piles of wood, and then the piles of wood come and go when I go by, the property. So again, I don't know. There's also the other, oh, that was the reminder, is there's also a potential violation with the fact that we gave him an agricultural exemption several years ago. And the area that it was not for the whole of his property was for a specific little corner of fill that was near the end of the driveway and that asphalt pad there that we had let him leave the fill with the proviso that he was going to grow mushrooms, or use it for some agricultural purpose. And it has not been used for that purpose. As far as I can tell, it's been used to store lumber. It's been used for equipment. It's been used for a lot of other things. And I did talk to Barbara Kelly, Alyssa, and she said she would be available. She comes hikes a bit in Bolton, and she said she would be available to help you find the documents related to that because I told her that there was a challenge finding a couple of them. And she said that just get in touch with her. She would help you go, through her files and where she thought she put them. And she said there was an additional challenge that at one point she came in and it looked like the town had lost all of her files that were stored on the network.
Computer, yeah,
And I don't know if that's accurate or not, but it's something
they
else to it is that they're
it
gone.
is they yeah it
Yeah.
was the whole thing. They basically they tried to migrate her files onto a new computer. They got like decimated and then pretty much lied to her face. But and we're just like, no, they're all there, and she was like, no, they're definitely not. Just kind of,
Do
yeah,
you know approximately when this happened? Because I didn't have a
this was
chance.
on my first day in Bolton when Barb was there helping orient me, and the IT person was there
So this would
to
have.
log me into my computer. So over a year at this point.
So this would have been while Novus was here, our new vendor.
Oh yeah, no, it was Novus. Yeah, it was Novus.
Oh, okay. That's another little thing that I'm going to have a little word about because they have. They did similar things to the registrars when they were migrating our data. So,
Oh.
I remember talking about this too as a commission. I remember saying, speaking about how her information was disappeared, was gone, and couldn't be found anywhere.
some of it was paper information,
Right.
and I didn't understand that this also applied to her digital information as well, because there were some plans that were missing from the online record on the website when you go into all, the meetings and agendas and so forth online. And I went back and reviewed all of them, and the one that was the most important, which showed the location of the agricultural exemption area, was missing, and it was noted as too large to include. So I don't know whether they meant physically they couldn't scan it or the size of the file was too big or what, but that was, a note associated with it, with the records from several years ago. So in any case, the worst thing you do is you get Barbara to come in and redo it from memory, which I don't like.
Yeah.
But it's just like there's. That's also an issue too, because we left him leave fill there for a specific reason that was never done. So I think we can take a look at pursuing that as well.
Now, may I make a comment here? Because I have a front row seat to whatever's going on over there, and everything is the same as it was prior to having it cleaned up before.
So what I would suggest, and again, you and I have,
Have pictures.
I would suggest you talk to Alyssa offline as
Okay.
opposed to at this meeting.
Okay.
It's just, it's not, I don't want to shut you down, but then again, this is lost. I just have to make sure that we're fair. And it's one thing if you recuse when we're talking about it, and it's another if you tell
Well,
us
that's
about it.
why I asked if
Yeah,
I could
so
say
I would say
something.
you need to talk to Alyssa because I understand what your findings are, and I think it would be good for them to go to Alyssa. Then Alyssa can present, and you don't get stuck in the middle of it with
Send me
saying
her
stuff that
picture.
looks like it might prejudice us. Again, I'm just looking out for, the interests of the town, and if we, if there's any
Well,
legal actions, we have to be careful that it.
I have no personal information. I have no personal.
You're an abutting property owner, so it's like why I recuse myself, when
But
from my.
I'm not an abutting. I'm not. But anyway, I have no personal relationship with that property, but I'm just saying that everything that w he was asked to stop. Well, I'll talk to Alyssa about it.
Talk to Alyssa because I already stated for you that when I drive by, it looks like nothing has changed. And if you
Right.
have any other additional information, then if you have photographs and stuff, if you would share them through Alyssa, and then she's the one presenting the information.
Perfect.
And again, my apologies for having to do this, but it's just that there's the potential for legal action, and there's also just the appearance of, are we being, fair? So, anything else about
Thank
this?
you.
Because it looks like so. Alyssa, if you could, get together with Barbara, maybe, before our next meeting, see what if she can help you find the physical document. And I am going to send a note. My takeaway will be sending a note to Jim Rupert and Kevin. I can't think of his last name, who's our account manager for Novus. About, what happened, when they tried to, migrate our files.
Yeah, if they can show me where they are, but I have scrubbed every folder that's left in her like desktop folder, that's now on my desktop, and there just is nothing.
Well,
Unless.
it doesn't mean it's not there. When we delete
Yeah.
files, it doesn't mean they're gone from the computer. They
Right. And Novus
knows what
needs
they're
to
doing can
find them.
recover files from hard drive.
But
Right.
it depends on whether Novus has whined to me about that. And when I said, well, you know what, I've done it myself, and some of my consulting on business on the side, helping people with computer issues, there's any number of utilities you can use. And then suddenly they were able to figure out how to do it.
You almost never, I fully formally delete things as much as you might try. I mean, you pretty much have to take a drill to the hard drive and drill through it to get rid of to
The
really.
way computers store data is that the files are always there. When you delete them, all you're doing is taking an index reference away
Correct.
that says where that file is and what its name is, but those files are still there and they can all be found and they all contain the information to put the pieces of them together. You just don't know where they are on the hard drive unless you use a utility to restore them. The only issue would be is, do you have Barbara's hard drive in your computer? And if you don't have the actual hard drive that she had, then that's a different story. And
I don't know if I do.
the longer you go before you try to restore stuff, the more chance there is it might be overwritten by something else.
Yeah, we tried when I first got in
Okay.
over a year ago.
So I'm going to. Okay, that's my takeaway. If you would check with Barbara, see if she can help you find that physical document, because she mentioned to me that possibly her, that file cabinet next to your desk, which I went through with Cam any number of times looking for this stuff. You and I went through and we couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And then she mentioned something about it might be stored up on the stage somewhere, and I have no idea where to look up there and whether they've moved stuff around since she's been here because they're very short of s space.
Okay. So yeah, that's all I have regarding that.
Yeah, there's nothing else at this point, unfortunately, we can do unless, we find out what George Logan will do, and then we can take a look and see what information we have to. We'll also take a look into that agricultural exemption, which never was, like I said, I drive by, I look down the driveway. There's no indication of any agricultural activity in that area, just logs stored.
Yep. Yeah, so do we want to move on to
Yeah.
that?
I don't know. This is like, there's nothing else to say about this until we get more information.
Yeah, that's
So you wanted to talk about the updates to the regs, and you said you had some thoughts
yeah.
from listening to the
A Kakiwick,
yeah.
a very squeaky chair. So well, first, I don't, Ross, you weren't here last time, so you didn't hear about the updates to the fee schedule that were recommended by the Board of Selectmen.
Yeah, I saw your
You saw
notes and I
them?
don't know what the outcome was.
Okay. There has been no outcome yet. So I was hoping to, at some point, maybe we do it in a special meeting. Maybe we just do it. Maybe I just create something and you guys say yes or no.
I think the easiest way
I don't
would
know
be
how to
for you to create something.
do
It's
it.
easier for us to react to it.
Right. So, yeah, that's what I was thinking. So yeah, basically the big things, and actually this ties into one of the things I learned at Kakiwick. We can't charge for compliance fees. That's like not legal and not a thing. What we do is instead of charging for the issuance of an order, we can create an ordinance that's defined in the statute to be up to to be able to fine somebody up to $1,000 a day per violation. So yeah, we can't have like a fee schedule for compliance fees in our regs.
I thought it was that you can have fees for issuing like a notice of violation and for that stuff as long as it's reflective of the amount of time that you put in. And the one that I thought I heard was that we also have in there a after the fact application where we charge more. That was the one I heard that they didn't. That was the one that they said you can't do because what's the difference? Are you, it's punitive because the actual application is the same as the, if they hadn't done the violation.
Yeah. So yeah, it seemed like pretty clear to me that compliance fees had to be in the form of that ordinance and that we couldn't just have a line item in our fee schedule for the issuance of an order. But that is a problem because any time spent, because I spend a lot of time when we have a violation, like it's a lot of my hours going to it. So to not, like, we would have to, of course, we wouldn't charge the full amount. We of course wouldn't charge $1,000 a day, but maybe for a single day we could charge $200. We just have to do it
Yeah.
not in this format because it's a
So
recipe for getting sued.
the
And
only
yeah, we have to
problem
charge
we
somebody.
did this when Jim and I did this originally, like 10 years ago, we approached the selectmen about, of course, it's going to be a different group of people, but I'll just point out I did the research on it. And if you want to start issuing like citations and charging them, then you need to have some form of administrative redress set up so that if you go and write them a ticket, so to speak, and they're not happy with it,
Right.
they have a right to appeal. Do they come to the commission or do they go to the Board of Selectmen or is it a staggered thing where They come to the commission first. If they don't get satisfaction, they go to the Board of Selectmen. And that all has to be implemented in ordinances, and they didn't want to deal with that, because you have to have that administrative redress.
Which we have in the form of a show cause hearing, because we would
Yeah.
only charge this if there was an order issued, which we are required to do a hearing for. But yeah, and the we also aren't supposed to have like necessarily defined consultant fees. It's supposed to just be whatever the town charges for our engineer or our legal assistance. That's the cost that we pass on. They said there's not supposed to be any loss or gain by the town. So,
And you may limit yourself if you write something down that it's going to be X number of dollars an hour and you can't get an expert at that price.
right. And well, so we have in the significant impact line item, we have this kind of line, and it says varies by application, includes public hearing, expert review, and other fees. So that would like all of this would sort of be solved by implementing the P&Z fee structure or system, I guess, which is they essentially charge like a lump sum of $2,000 for like a complex application or something that'll require a public hearing. They just have this like pool of 2 grand, and they take from that what they need and then return the rest. Or if they need more, they charge more. But it's essentially just like you have $2,000 to do what you need to do with. I can't imagine we're gonna go much above
So what are
$2,000,
they, so
frankly.
basically you collect $2,000 from the
Initially.
applicant, put it into
Right.
escrow, and
Yep.
then we withdraw against that and then provide an accounting and return the balance.
Correct. That's what P&Z does, and that's what the Board of Selectmen suggested that we might want to do, instead of kind of having all of these like ascent most of Schedule Two, well, a few things on Schedule Two and all of Schedule Three, I think have to pretty much go away. And we can put in our regs, or we have to put in our regs something about the ordinance. I don't know if it's there already, but we have to put that we can charge up to $1,000 a day per violation if there is a violation according to the statute. So I don't know how other towns do that, but we'll have to figure that out.
You would have to have something in our ordinance that says that it's done so that the people, there's a, it's, in fairness to, all parties. And here's a, actually, here's my thought. Why don't you, here's another thing to consider for us is we can do the wetlands review, the regs update separately from the fees. So the actual update to the regs is probably easier because it's pretty much done, I think, at this point, if I understand correctly. That we're at the point where we can send it to the selectman for a formal review. We can send it to the town attorney. We get, send it over to Rod Parley and P&Z as well for the changes that we did, just as, the land use team, just as a as a courtesy, and get their feedback. And then after we get all that, you go to public hearing and nobody shows up and you implement the changes. So, but sometimes they do show up and we don't have to waste the, I shouldn't say waste the time. You don't need to send it to, to deep anymore because there's nobody there to review it. That was a part of the step that we used to do in the past. So maybe we should just go ahead and do that, get the regs out of the way. And then the other thought too is the whole Board of Selectmen's changed. I shouldn't say the whole of it, but with the elections, there's turnover. And we'd probably want to go back with, here's what we did, here's what the last board said, and and here's what we are now thinking of doing, and what do you guys think? I know Rodney will still be there. I know that Bob Mora's gone, Pam Sawyer is gone, and I think, don't know if there's anybody else, who's left, gone, but it's one of those things where the new people should probably take a look at it.
Yep.
But we could just certainly send them, send the regs and be done with those, and then work on the fee schedule because it's a separate item.
Yeah. But yeah, that was mainly I have to look. Why didn't I don't know where I put my notes that I actually wrote at CACUIC, but yeah, that's pretty much the main ones that the biggest things that I was like, oh my gosh, I have to tell the commission because
Yeah, so why don't you
what I
put your
need to.
proposal together? And I heard some of the stuff a little bit differently, and it doesn't mean you're wrong or I'm wrong or whatever. It's just the way I heard it. Maybe we could just get the town attorney to look at it and get
Yeah,
his
definitely.
opinion.
And we can ask Janet Brooks or whoever as well. Like, I'm sure she would.
Oh, she loves helping out with this stuff.
Yeah, so
If you
she's
have her email, just ask her.
definitely. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And it might be better just to go to her because then you don't get charged.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And the town attorney will want to look at the fee schedule anyway, too, as part of that. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's the main ones that I had that I gleaned from CACUIC. So.
So, do we have are the regs ready to go? From what I've heard, I think they are, Michael, since you're the one championing that.
Yeah, no, I haven't made any modifications to them. My understanding was just we were working on the fee schedule. Other than that, I don't think there were any changes.
So then I would say that we should probably send them to folks for a review. With a summary of here's the changes that we made, and if they have reviewing turned on, they can see the changes from the previous version.
Did I put that somewhere together? I think I did.
Yeah, I
It was
think you
a long
did.
time ago. I had
Yeah.
to dig it up and find it
I
again.
would dig it
You
up and find
did.
it.
Okay.
We'll take a look at the next meeting and then just
Okay,
send
I'll
it
have that
out.
ready for the next meeting. Yeah.
Yeah, because then we can just send it out to the selectmen, the attorney, town attorney, and to the various other the land use definitely people need
Yeah, I
to.
think that's a good idea because I don't, it's pretty non-controversial stuff. I can't imagine anyone's going to object to anything
It's
that we
just def
change.
it's just definition updates basically and
Yeah.
consolidating information in one place, which makes it easier to update and make sure
Yeah.
it's consistent. So
Yeah.
yeah, let's do that and then we'll just take one last look at it, then we'll just send it out for review. And if we need to go and present to the selectmen again, like Michael, you and Alyssa, and I can go, or you and Alyssa, depending on who's available, and just get that out of the way. Because the last time it was basically just Jim and me. Barbara Kelly provided her input, to us, and Jim and I just did it. So it's not a big formal, presentation is just basically give them a week, give them some time to look at it. Any questions, you incorporate them. They're able to, comment during public hearing as well if they don't like any of the changes. But I think they've got bigger fish to fry, especially with the type of changes we made.
Yeah, they're pretty simple.
Yeah, so do that at the next meeting, and then we can send it out from there.
Very
Hopefully
good.
somebody likes it as a Christmas present and we'll read it.
Oh. One more thing. Budget. We got an email from Kathy about the budget.
Yeah, I'll put it together.
Oh,
It's
okay,
just
perfect. Fine.
basically going to be the same budget we've had for the last 10 or 15 years because we always have a little bit of money left and I never ask for more because
Perfect.
we always have a little left. Sometimes I just have to transfer something from one pot to another, but and it's
Yeah,
just
that's
to,
even.
so we can look at that at our next meeting too.
It's due before it. It's due by the 22nd, and our meeting's the. Oh, wait, no, it's not because our meeting's the third week,
Yeah.
right? Okay, so yeah, it's due by the 22nd, and
And
our
our meeting's
date
earlier, I
is the
think, to keep it away
16th.
from Christmas.
Yeah, from Chris. Yeah, that'd be crazy if it was on the 23rd.
Yeah, so I can
So yeah,
send
it's the
it.
16th.
Like I said, it's very quick for me to do because it's just basically taking everything I did last year and just sending it to them again because we're not going to increase it. And it's
Yeah,
only,
we
I
can look
think
at
it's only
that.
like, I forget, $2,500 or something. So it isn't going to break the bank if the town has a fiscal crisis. So, and I know that they're looking for us to, not increase anything, so I think that we won't, and I'm pretty sure finance committee won't either, which is my other hat. And then there's the registrars, which I have to work through that budget, which is the most detailed, but that's none of your problems. So do I have a motion to adjourn? I think, unless anybody's got anything else to say.
I moved for adjourn.
I'll
Do I have a
second.
second? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I think we are officially adjourned, and I'll wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. Same to you, Mary.
Thank you. Same to all of you.
Yep.
Thank
Okay.
you.
Bye-bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.